That's Patapon, stretched out and purring beside this sculpture.
It looks like that's his favorite.
I thought he liked playing hide and seek better, and hadn't yet developed a taste for art.
Maybe he likes the person depicted by the sculpture. That's Ms. Claudel.
I see it's written Thought on the label.
Yes, that's the title the master chose. Ms. Claudel was a very talented artist who worked in the studio. Monsieur Rodin often gave her the most difficult parts to do, like the hands or feet of monumental figures.
The block of stone is large compared to her dainty head.
And her face is very gentle. Unlike some figures which have very pronounced hollows and dramatic shading, Monsieur Rodin wanted the light to fall gently on this work. The reliefs are shallow, so they don't create a lot of shadow.
But the master didn't have time to finish it.
No, it's complete. He wanted to give it the same quality, called non finito, that he likes in certain works by Michelangelo. At one time, Monsieur Rodin asked his assistants to copy exactly the plaster model he left them. Now he likes to work on it while it is being hewn and make decisions as he goes along. You see those marks that are still on the block? Those are holes made for the pointer's needle. Rather than letting the stonemason remove that part, he left it in. He likes having the head appear to be enveloped by the marble.
The chin resting on the block, the eyes lowered. This sculpture's name suits it.
What you see here is a plaster model molded from the work in stone. The marble statue was purchased by a collector, and Monsieur Rodin wanted to keep a copy.
I understand. And I'm not surprised that Patapon chose this one.
Meow.